how are you going to be liquid if you put all of your take-home pay into your mortgage? How the hell else are you going to pay your bills? I mean, your savings obviously went towards the down payment. So how are you taking care of gas, groceries, utilities, etc.? So he's advocating that let's take all of your take-home pay and put it into the mortgage. And that's 100% of your income, right? Which you can do. You can put 100% of your income into the mortgage for the first month. But here's what... There's only three things that we talk about ad nauseum when getting a home equity line of credit. And number one is cash flow positivity. Do you have more money coming in than you spend, right? So if this person were to come to us and say, hey, I've got $5,000 coming in. I want to purchase almost $500,000 property and I'm spending what comes in. What's our answer? You got to go back to basics. You either need to make more money or you've got to spend less money. We've got to work on your budget for the next 6 months and figure out a side hustle or something to get that margin bigger, because we don't want you to become a client. We're not going to set you up for failure, whether it's a HELOC or a mortgage.
Balance is actually higher than the 30-year fixed. So if this rate of 7.33 were a fixed rate and you did it as a home equity line of credit, but it was a fixed rate, it would actually take 46 and a half years to pay this off rather than the 30. But wait, that's not 5 to 7 years either, is it? It's much longer. Even though we're paying the interest based on a lower balance, $5,000 lower in this case, because that interest rate is higher, it's still going to cost more in interest. Now, here's another way that sometimes...
So I haven't coined this phrase, but I love this phrase. Our strategy is like yoga pants. Everybody can wear them, but not everybody should. And he's using a perfect example of who we would not allow to become a client and using that math to dispel the strategy. And that's not what it is. I mean, now let's rerun the numbers. If somebody had 10 grand in monthly income, but instead of $5,000 of expenses, let's say $6,000 or $7,000 of expenses. And now let's run the numbers and see what it looks like. It's a much different picture. So again, you have to be the right fit for this. But I'll go back to, this isn't even a right fit for a mortgage. This dude shouldn't be selling people mortgages that have this high of a debt ratio, because if they ever needed to get a car or borrow for a car or have an emergency, I don't even know where the hell they came up with the 20% unless they got it gifted to them from their parents or whatever. But if you 20% on $500,000 is 100 grand and you're living paycheck to paycheck, where does that 100 grand come from? Was that additional debt that you borrowed from somebody else in order to come up with a down payment? I mean, these are just, it's all the numbers in favor of the mortgage and all the numbers that are not in favor of a home equity line of credit that we wouldn't even use anyways.
I've seen it presented, and I had someone actually present it to me this way, but let me know in the comments below.
I like his smile, though. A little snarky. Me and this dude could probably have a beer. But yeah, a little snarky. Yeah, look, I am too. I totally get it. But this is entertainment. I like this. We got to do this more of this.
Catch the strategy here. You open your HELOC, of course, the balance $363,920, right? You pay the full $5,000 take-home pay into that HELOC, and that takes the balance to $358,920. And then you pay your $240 for taxes and insurance, and this pays it off in 8.3 years. That math checks out. So it works, right? But wait a minute. Did you catch it? That's assuming a person has zero as far as other bills go. No utilities, no food, no fun, nothing, right? That assumes that there is zero. And so if you had bought the average home and you put 20% down and you put it into a home equity line of credit and you have the average take-home pay of someone in the United States and you put all of that towards your mortgage, you would pay it off in 8.3 years. So, okay, let's...
Okay. So how are you going to be liquid if you put all of your take-home pay into your mortgage? How the hell else are you going to pay your bills? I mean, your savings obviously went towards the down payment. So how are you taking care of gas, groceries, utilities, etc.? So he's advocating that let's take all of your take-home pay and put it into the mortgage. And that's 100% of your income, right? Which you can do. You can put 100% of your income into the mortgage for the first month. But here's what will happen in the second month is you realize, holy crap, I've got to pay the gas bill. I've got to pay the electric bill. I've got cell phone bills. I got all this other stuff that I got to pay for. And guess who's holding on to my funds? The mortgage lender. Where in the home equity line of credit, you can put it in there and take it out anytime you want 24/7. I'm not saying that the numbers work in his scenario, because we wouldn't take these people on as a client, whether it's a mortgage or a HELOC, but you can't say that a person is going to and willing to, and they will have the discipline to put 100% of their income into the mortgage. That would be a train wreck.
We'll play along with that for a moment. Let's say we take that $2,500 and apply it towards the fixed rate mortgage, which would be better. Well, it turns out that if we do that route instead, we would pay it off in 8.1 years. So it's still better off to do it that way and putting additional towards the mortgage as opposed to the home equity line of credit. And keep in mind, if you take out a home equity
line
of credit,
that's possible.
It's not fixed. It's adjustable. Ooh. And it's fully adjustable.
Oh, did you hear what he just said? He said that the HELOC is adjustable and it's fully adjustable. Not all HELOCs are adjustable. What he really means is variable. He's speaking in mortgage terms. He's been in the mortgage industry for 22 years. Actually started when I started. Adjustable is a mortgage term, have an adjustable rate mortgage, an ARM. In the HELOC world, we call it variable. So there's three types of HELOCs. There's variable, which are by and large the majority of HELOCs out there. There is fixed, which means it's fixed for a period of time, anywhere from 6 months to 5 years. We see that. And then there's hybrid, which means you can have a portion of your HELOC that is variable, and you can have a portion of your HELOC that is fixed. And you pay a fee to the bank, $95, anytime you want to unlock a portion that is fixed or variable. So again, I don't expect him to know what I know. He has been doing it as long as I have. But that is not 100% true that all HELOCs are adjustable. But here's the thing. What prevents you, because HELOCs are not like mortgages. They don't have mortgage insurance. They don't have the closing costs that mortgages do. And there's nothing to prevent you to go from a 1.99 for 12 months, and then 11 months later, let's get another 1.99 for 11 months, because the only time that promo rates in the banking industry and the HELOC industry that was a little scarce was during COVID, when rates had plummeted to the federal funds rate to 0 to 0.25%. And the reason why it was scarce is if a bank's got a 2.5 or 3% home equity line of credit rate at prime plus zero, is there a whole lot of incentive for them to offer a 1.99? No. There was still some, but it just wasn't very abundant as it is today. However, today, banks have flooded the market with these promo rates that are fixed, which means when I say fixed, it's fixed. Let's use 1.99 for 12 months. It's 1.99 for 12 months. For 12 months, it doesn't matter what's going on in the market. Your rate's not going to change. But there's nothing to prevent you that next year, either with that bank or a different bank, to jump to another 1.99, or even if it was 2.99. It's better than the 7.3 number that he's using for the HELOC.
In fact, every time the feds get together to raise rates, guess what happens to that? It goes up. So if they raise the rates 0.5 point, it goes up 0.5 point. So it's...
Okay, guess what else also happens? What happened during COVID when the feds actually lowered rates? The HELOCs went down. So they only talk about, or at least he's only talking about, in terms of a variable, he uses the term adjustable, that rates only going up. See, you got to be careful with individuals like this or information like this, because when anyone talks about variable, you're immediately going to the back of your mind is rates only going up. But it's a two-way street. Rates can also come down. There will be a point in time where the Fed has to reduce interest rates to stimulate the economy. Guess what? If you have an interest rate on a HELOC on prime or T-bill, it'll eventually lag a little bit. I like the six-month T-bill over prime and LIBOR. But what does your rate do? It actually goes down as well. So he's not telling both sides of the story here. He's only telling the worst sides of the home equity line of credit.